The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. St. Luke, 12th chapter, verses from 35 to 40. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen. I say to you, he will gird himself, have the servants recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken in two. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. On Jesus' love. Jesus loves us so much. This is the theme of the hymn. Yesu nannu preminchadu, jeevamichi preminchadu. Please also, you can also accompany with me with claps. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yesu nannu preminchadu, jeevamichi preminchadu. Talli kanna, tandri kanna, talli kanna, tandri kanna, devani preme minna, devani preme minna. Yesu nannu poshinchadu, raktamichi prokshinchadu. Talli kanna, tandri kanna, talli kanna, tandri kanna, devani preme minna, devani preme minna. Thank you, friends. Let us reflect for a while on today's scriptures. This is the question. Please listen to me carefully. What could be the most serious analysis one can make when one really wants to be a faithful disciple or faithful Christian? Once again, I read for you. What could be the most serious analysis one can make when one really wants to be a faithful disciple or faithful Christian. My dear friends, this Sunday, the Mother Church throws a bright light on areas for a thought to make deep conclusions regarding faith and faithfulness. Faith and faithfulness. Abraham is hailed as the father of the faith. He loved God so much that he obeyed him when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. My dear friends, his love for God is so strong that he believed God. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom hails the fathers of faith or saints of faith. Beginning verse of the chapter 18, but your saints were your greatest light and they heard your voice. Sixth verse, knowing the truth of the oath in which they had trusted. So my dear friends, how is faith born? How is faith born? In the case of Abraham, faith is affected of his love for God. Don't you think so? Faith is the child of love or born out of love. If a child has no love for parents, he can never believe parents. So, faith begins when you begin to love. Love begins to obey, and obedience is nothing but an act of faith and trust. Just give it a thought. So, my dear friends, we are surrounded by many things that can many times be a block for us to love God immensely. Naturally, the spirit of faith is disturbed. We can, at times, make us hollow. That is why people become prostrated, find themselves meaningless. The gospel today is a clear reminder why we are unable to love God immensely. Look at the words. Where your heart is, there also will your heart be. Let us analyze what are the things that can take away love from God, or where do we mount our love on, and what are the things that hold us strongly. My dear friends, only when we are able to get rid of inordinate love for things can we be able to give ourselves completely in love to God. Yes, one love for God begins where we begin to believe God and trust Him. In the year of mercy, my dear friends, I stand before you on behalf of Eluru Diocese in state of Andhra Pradesh in India. The mission in my diocese is short of many needful things in areas of spirituality, economy, education, health, and social awareness. Though the structural system is long back established, there is great vacuum for building people from every side. Very sadly, the growing world at large throws the society into unreachable heights. The corresponding resources for the society is not there. Naturally, people lag behind, unable to fit themselves into. This happens in every field. There is a high tension in the distribution of jobs, sharing of given opportunities, and there is great lack of worth even. The challenging mission for the diocese is to cater in these areas urgently. The diocese needs to bring in the society most worth in the people for getting more opportunities, making them more knowledgeable and aware. The only that diocese can bring people close to the growing world. I bring you through me my whole diocese and its people who are in their need of economic resources. My dear friends, I also just would like to add my mission in my parish. And also, I just would like to introduce myself once again. I am Father Yesu Padam from India. I am a priest from the Diocese of Eluru, located in southern India. I celebrated my 20th Silver Jubilee in March this year. I am pastor of St. John the Baptist Church in Lakkavaram, a small parish of about 700 families. My parish church also supports another 10 smaller churches within 15 miles of St. John the Baptist. I am also the administrator of Ave Maria Primary School. In my language, it is called Dinananda, which means simple and humble. The school is English-speaking, although other local languages are also present. We have approximately 150 children. Some are orphans and others attend directly from my parish. I am here at Holy Family Church this weekend to ask for your prayers and support. The school depends on the generosity of parishes like Holy Family Church to enhance and mission of bringing God's word to the children. My diocese is doing this task of God, this work of God in different areas in our diocese. The cost per student is $900 for a year. This covers the daily expenses of the children, books, pencils, paper, uniforms, shoes, midday meal, as well as the salaries of the teachers and aides who educate them. Along with their studies, the children attend daily mass, assemblies, and physical fitness exercises. The families that send their children to Ave Maria are poor. Generally, they are farmers and fishermen. On average, men earn $6 per day and women $4 per day. Most families have 3 to 4 children. As you can imagine, it is nearly impossible for them to send their children to the schools. Your support is very much needed to educate the children and hopefully bring them out of this poverty. My dear friends, I attended a school similar to Ave Maria as an orphan. This experience greatly affected my decision to become a priest at a young age. I joined the seminary at 19. I was sponsored by Mary from Maine, USA, who financially supported me indirectly by donating the priests that educated me in India. This was a witnessing moment for me, which eventually assisted me in becoming a missionary priest in India. In my 25 years as a priest, I have helped educate more than 1,000 students. It is their personal success stories that are the rewarding part of my mission ministry. Some of my students have become priests like me, teachers, police officers, engineers, and doctors. They could not have attended the school without some form of financial support. In closing, I hope my story will inspire you to prayerfully support us, our diocese, and to our Ave Maria. In addition, I humbly request that you support our diocese so that we may continue God's work together in educating children. Our Bishop Jairao, young bishop, is very much interested in all in this field especially, and we have also 10 retired priests. They don't have security, so we would like to humbly pray for them through your prayer, support them through your prayers. Thank you so much for listening to me patiently, and I just would like to remind you, your donations, please keep this envelope. They are with you, they are in the pews. Thank you very much. God bless you.